Audio tour stop number 6. Cooper's home site and graveyard. Revolutionary war hero and ghost tale. In the early years of our country, there were many hardships in life and not much extra money for fancy burials with coffins and preachers. The settlers liked to bury their dead where they could look after them, so many people were buried on the farms where they had spent their lives. Here is the Cooper graveyard, where the members of the Cooper family have been laid to rest. One interesting grave in this yard is that of Sterling Cooper, a private in the United States militia who had fought during the Revolutionary War. His tombstone often gets covered with leaf litter, but if you look around just inside and to the left of the graveyard entrance, you can be sure to find it. One popular Yuari ghost tale revolves around the Cooper home site. A fellow named Cooper who lived at the base of Cooper Mountain was one of the early settlers in this area, and he had a family with a wife and 4 kids. Sadly enough, in early times when vaccines were not available, influenza came through this area and many lives were lost. Unfortunately, this occurred in this small settlement, and all of Cooper's family but himself fell ill and passed away. Local residents of the area claimed that Cooper could not deal with their deaths and continued on acting as though they were still alive, setting places at their table for them and hanging out children's clothes on the line. However, the story goes that a post officer came to the house and he had heard the children laughing outside, but found only Cooper himself there. Some folks claim they still can hear children playing near this old home site.